It might take a day to get to bounce off. We are just going to adopt the outstanding reports. I believe other members also come to join us to make sure that we do get a quorum, but let's not keep that, let that keep us from finalizing what we need to do. We'll defer the voting on the reports till the last minute. We are four members of the state. We can still need another three members to join us. Any apologies? There's one apology from Honourable Mitchumi. She did indicate yesterday already that she won't go because she's attending another meeting. So it's only that apology that we did receive. And Mr. Sugar indicated to me yesterday that he's got to attend the Joint Standing Committee on Terrorisms. Okay, members, we're going to adopt the outstanding minutes. It is the minute that we've dealt with on the 28th of January. We dealt with that yesterday, and there was change on page 5 that they had to make. It was, it's inserted the bullet in, and the, which says on page 87, there was an insertion of any of these in terms of the prohibition of mercenary activities or regulation of certain activities on conflict at number 27 of 2006, and immediately I see there's not a closing of the quote bracket, so we make that amendment. With that amendment, can I ask, is there a movable the yes?
Yeah, the last bullet, the last sentence, in agreement to, it should be in agreement with.
Noted. Anything else on this document? Can I then move for can we we'll deal with it when we've got everybody here, but we know that we finalised this one. Okay, can we then go to Tuesday the 4th of March? It's the last outstanding minutes of this committee. Honourable Molomati?
Yes, Chairperson, there is no venue on the first page.
Can we put the venue in? I don't understand. You know, yes, that was something that we've raised. The venues must be in there. Can we just make sure that that's there? Page 1 other than that? Page 2? Ms. Malati?
Thank you, Chair. The last paragraph, the department reported on the following aspect, namely, it should be the department reported on the following aspect, and not namely. Thanks, Chair.
Okay, just check that language first, because I think the Honourable Molobati's problem is the fact that the, what do you call it, double voice, no, hold on, colon, is suggesting namely already. So just check the language first on that one, because that's the range content. Page 3, anything there? Nothing. Page 4. Nothing. Okay, so we put this question as well when we get to adoption. Then, members, you have received yesterday, and I hope everybody got the copy. If you don't get the copies, please take your pigeonholes. The report on the incident in Long Street last Thursday. Then members, can I just get an impression that members get the copies? Just for background, I will just quickly, for purpose of the meeting, on Thursday 2014, 6 March, at the approximately 8:30, the Community Police Forum was held in Cape Town Central. The station commander, Billy Governor, was present at this meeting. During this meeting, Mr. Hendricks of the CCID alerted the station commander that all these members needed assistance in Rebeek Street, Cape Town. The patrol vehicle was activated to assist. Warrant officers Gunn and January were officially on duty, attending to the scene to assist the members of the CCID. Both members were dressed in uniform. Video footage was released on Facebook and YouTube portraying how two police officers in uniform assisted by members of Cape Town City Improvement District assaulted an African male. This African male was kicked by a police official and at the stage an attempt was made to place the man into the boot of the vehicle. During the assault, the male's clothing came off. It's not typically the police. He was removed. And he was naked except for his socks. This man was later placed in the back of the police patrol van. The next sighting was visited. Witnesses were interviewed and statements were obtained. Copies of filing documents were obtained. Vehicle registers got from the search vehicle in the video, occurrence register, cell register, incident report of radio control and interviews of officers and members of Cape Town Central Search. A criminal case of assault was registered against the members at Cape Town, and the case numbers given the independent police investigation directorate was informed of the case. Other officials have visited the station and will conduct a criminal investigation. Departmental investigation was registered against the two members. The disciplinary investigations will also be directed at the officials who accepted the preliminary results without any arresting statement and or case of suspension. Notices have been served on the following members, Warrant Officer Dunn and Warrant Officer Jerry. Pro-police will be reported, so there's something for the future committee to note, that you are supposed to be receiving progress report on this specific issue. As I said yesterday, I received a call on Friday evening that the one officer had been arrested on Friday evening, and later on the second officer had been arrested as well. The Sula Barnett yesterday indicated that the CCID officials were suspended, but we don't have any confirmation of that yet. I mean, we would still ask ICAT also to look at that matter. There was also last week two incidents in how 10 that was reported in the media. The one was of a lady that was a boyfriend was keeping a hostage and then raped her and they killed her child, and it was said that the police were called out and the police were watching the incident through the windows of the house, and in the end the assailant also hanged himself in full view of the police before they actually did anything to intervene. So the lady was raped, the child was killed, and the assailant hanged himself. I then immediately wrote a letter last week, and this came under my attention to IPED to ask him to investigate that matter, and I can report that they are doing so. So just so members do have feedback on that. Okay, we know that both police officers in the Lancaster case have received bail in the meantime. And if I remember correctly, are told not to attend or come close proximity of Cape Town Central Police Station while the case is ongoing and the investigation is continuing. I'll submit this letter also to the committee from either side. Can we then move on? I believe the report is here, the Eastern Cape report. Can we then get that distributed so that we can move on to that report, please? Members, we started going through this report yesterday already, so I would presume that members have their copies of yesterday available so that you can compare your notes of yesterday to the changed copies. Can I then please ask page 1? Happy? Page 2? There's just that line here on the side. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. So I've written sort of again the 5 tons of marijuana. We didn't find 5 tons of drugs. I don't know why to say this again. It's been specific about this because it's different requirements. 5 tons of dacha. There's a second line in that paragraph, the second paragraph under substituting source. Okay, anything else on page 5? Before as well. When we first use abbreviations, let's write up what it means and then put it in the brackets. Even I don't know what Coltrane is. Who knows? Because I don't know what it is. What is it? No, come, you've written. Let's hear.
I think it is called. It's a learning program and the middle management learning program, and COP is the Commission Officers Learning Program. Sorry, Chair.
So exactly for that reason that things need to be written out the first time that we use it and then only abbreviated. Please, can we correct that? I must stress with administration that if we raise the thing once, we don't expect to have the same issue the second day. Anything else on page 8? Page 9? Page 10? Check that. So why isn't it working? Right, this is the second time we're going through the same piece. Page 10. Throughout, can we make sure that we didn't have it in capitals? Page 10, anything else, members? Page 11. Page 12. Page 13. Can I ask members to speak on the microphone and to wait for me to acknowledge them? I know it's the last meeting, but let's just still appreciate the quorum of ours. Ms. Caron.
There's a space in the first bullet point between none and the hyphen. And at the fourth bullet point between none and then two spaces of tenants.
Also page 12, members. Page 13. Page 14. Page 15. Page 16. page 17. Page 18. Page 19. Page 20. Page 21. Page 22. Page 23. And we will adopt this report once we have the rest of the members here. Can we then move on to the reworked legacy report? Members, I would like to urge that we spend some time on it and make sure that we are happy. This is what you leave behind in terms of the 5 years' work. Can we come back to the first two pages at the end of the document? Let's start with one introduction. Anything under introduction? Under introduction, the committee visited police stations, IPED. There were two visits at least to IPED that I remember. Forensic science bodies, the bodies is an perceived subject. So IPED is missing there. Can we include that, please? And the 1.1 mandate of the committee. Did you look at what the Constitution says about this? Is it in line with that now? Where is the reading of the Constitution? But I'm asking under mandate. Are we happy with the mandate as is there? Read it before you say yes, please, members. It's still missing the issue of implementation of legislation. Oversight in terms of implementation of legislation.
I don't quite understand the phrase pertaining to the department and entity.
But people see that it's not the department, it's an entity.
It's a public entity, it's not the department.
Committee is responsible.
The legislation pertains to the departments and entity and is responsible for legislation budgeting pertaining to these departments. For legislation and budgeting, take out pertaining to these departments. When obviously we say that already. The committee is responsible for holding the executive and departments and the entity to account through examining its budgets, annual performance plans, strategic plans, and annual reports, and then we see. And the implementation of legislation. Oversight on the implementation of legislation.
Ms. Kurova.
In that you're referring to the department and entity, I think the zero should be moved to the end of the list. Because I'm trying to think of how people are going to
So Nick, if you would make that change, please. And I think also in the previous paragraph that you just put the Department of Police, Civilian Security Police, Independent Police Investigators Director, and the entity of the private security industry regulating authority, then we've got it clear there already. And then change, put zero at the end whenever we talk about all four of them. And you. Okay, 1.2, end of the report. Composition of the committee. Can we just check those membership, because yesterday they were not correct. Mr. Jules, Mrs. Law, Quilla Ronald, Lefebvre, Wallabasi, Dubé, Schneeman, Shadler, Stibbe, Meshu, Groenewald, Jimmy, Chauke, Nankanyane, Ramatlakane, Swate, Sabia, Wupeng, Sibanyoni. Sibanyoni was never a member of the committee. He wasn't a member of the committee. He was an alternate for one meeting. He was never a member of the committee. Can you take that out, please? Robinyoni is correct. Kling is correct. I just want to check his name. Can you take out Sibanyoni, please? And I think it might be advisable to put a party which the committee members represent next to as well. So the first two would be ANC, Mr. George would be Cope, Ngobo would be IP, Kulawana, DA, Lefebvre, ANC, Wallabasi, ANC, Tube, ANC, Schneeman, ANC, Schaefer, DA, Super DA, Meshu, ACDP, Groenewald, Vierum van Ras, Tumi, ANC, Chauke, ANC, Don Kanyani, ANC, Ratlikani, Kulp, Swati, DA, Subia, ANC, Peng, ANC, Tobayani, ANC, and King, ACDP. Yeah, what was spelled completely wrong? Can we correct that? Can you check the spelling? You've got a list. I can't understand why the spelling of members' names needs to be wrong. Okay, can we continue? Department and entities falling within the committee's portfolio. Can we check that one, please? There again, zero at the end, please. And if you're going to use entity, then use entities. If you're going to use entities, then use entities. This is a bit frustrating, I must be honest, because over and above that we said yesterday that this has got to be reworked, I sat with you guys for 3 hours. And responsible for oversight on each one of them. The civil secretaries receive more powers. And then also
on the top of page 6, the end of the sentence, in which the committee has oversight part, I think that should probably be oversight, it should be oversight over, but I mean oversight of, it's just very awkward. Oversight of is not right, but you can say oversight over, sounds silly. So there must be some way to reword it.
Any personal credit. Zero is the only entity associated with. With what? No, but it doesn't say that. You can't say it in your mind, so to say it on the paper. Zero is the only entity associated with a committee and over which the committee had oversight. Then we deal with the off and the over as well. Over which the committee has oversight. Have you got that? Must I repeat it? I've heard that yesterday as well. That's one asking. Let's repeat it because this is the last time we take attention. Do you have it correctly? Yeah, please.
Here is the only entity associated with the committee and with each committee.
Okay. Now, please correct that. Department of Peace. Can I hear? Are you happy with that one, members? Strategic objectives, that you go and take it from the SAS plan. So members, you would see that there is a difference between what was there yesterday and what is there today. We instructed when the management meeting met with the drafters that we don't use the annual report for this because they leave out what they want to leave out in the annual report. The SAS plan spells out what is supposed to happen. So can we, Jesse, we're happy with that? The reduction in level of contact, material crimes, effectiveness and integration of criminal justice system, corruption, crime, repair, perfection, management, effectiveness and integration of border management, security, identity and status of citizens, and integration of information and communication technology systems, development, integrated approach to cybercrime. But there were others as well. We can't lose stuff like women and children. Can you check that first, please? Can you include the women and children and the conviction rates of serious crimes? Include first. I'm saying include them again.
The interface between 2010 and the hyphen and the strategic objectives before the bullet points. The heading of the bullet points under strategic objectives on page 6. It's just a space between 2010 and 2014 that needs to be taken out. Let's forget, if I could just do a spelling correction on page 2. In the first one, I circled it and forgot to tell you. You've got process spelled with an E on the end. I haven't done, okay, I thought I might have missed it. I'll just make a mark. Thanks. Oh, the other one was using CJS. Have you used, spelled it out fully prior to that? Oh, don't meet me in a corridor afterwards. Cross.
No, they should know that. I mean, we will ask them school money afterwards. Ask the committee session for school money afterwards. Because we repeat the same issues over and over again. It's really taking up time that it should not take up. It's a standard rule that the first time that you use something, you write it out in full, and thereafter only it's going to use the abbreviation. The Brilliant Six Criteria of Police, B, on page 7. Page 8, the Independent Police Investigator Directorate.
Sort of issues about PSMA and that to write them in full first time speech and other any other abbreviations.
Page to CSFs as well.
Okay.
Okay, Sira. Verse 9. Verse 10. Again, on page 10, the issue that I've raised previously and yesterday as well is the issue of monitoring the implementation of legislation. And the committees and the rulers monitor the implementation of legislation. Remember, when we look at 1.6 methods of work of the committee, there needs to be a space between those two paragraphs, first of all. Is there anything under paragraph 1? Are you satisfied that this gives clear indication of how the committee operates? I think don't only look at what was written here, members, also apply your mind in terms of whether you are there, that it's reflecting on the way that the committee operates. 1.7, purpose of the report? Happy? I don't hear anything, I presume you are. Two key statistics. Meetings held, have we updated the 2013-14? Legislation process, members, are you in agreement with that? That it's 6 weeks of legislation that we did. Oversight trips undertaken, now we're back at 9, we only visited 8 provinces. To the laboratory, okay. International agreement process, nothing. Statutory appointments made, happy. Interventions considered.
Just on page 12, it's just a little thing.
Petitions considered. Interventions considered, two. Which ones are those?
The building issue came, the hearing, because there are all these key hearings around the buildings, self-building management, which is if I knew the investigations. So that's the first thing. The second one was around the East University.
It's more than that. It was one on the section 35. So we also had. So can we include that one as well, please? That was section 35, so I think it was in 2010-11, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. So can you include that one, please? That's right. We had a meeting in the growth chambers on the promotions as well. I can't remember whether that was 2011 or 2012. Check. So it's two that must be added. And then your total score says null, even though you have two there. So it's the one of the section 35s and one of the promotions. And there was one on gang violence. Ms. Mulvati?
Control.
Yes. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them. Please, please. 2+0, 0, 0 is 2, so I'm null. Can we keep the red and put a 6 at the end? Petition from Sertan. Can we go to stakeholders? Ms. Philip, why don't you have something you wanted to raise here?
Small silly thing. The second lot of bullet points, the first one is a funny shape. And the owner and above these stakeholders, that dot is not the same as the others. I mean,
can I ask if we look at the stakeholders, I don't believe these are all of them. Institute of Security Studies, Popru Sapu, African Police and Civilian Oversight, the Human Rights Commission, Bantry, South Africa, Open Society Foundation, Heart Department, Center Resources, aimed at the prevention of child abuse and Nikkei, Rapkin, Security Industry Alliance, DI Project, Swan University of Technology, Savarong, Civil Society Prison Reform Initiative, Center for Studies in Violence and Reconciliation. Is there any other that you can remember? The Justice Coalition as well, we've been to meetings and information sessions as well. Anything else? What is that what is that organization called? Is it Swan? Have we got it here? Okay, it is okay. Anything else? Ms. Mulbati?
Yes, it's a small error from the first 1, 2, 3, 4, the fourth from the bottom, Swan University, is TSH.
Committee to interactive with foreign departments, Civilian Secretary of Police, AG, Performance Monitoring and Evaluation, Correctional Services, Home Affairs, Social Development and Treasury. Any other departments members? Briefings and or public hearings? Anything under there? Yeah, I see that some of this is another intervention that you have not listed here in front. So it's actually zero salaries. And can you make sure that this list also now includes those issues that we see? Audit of the buildings of police stations, public order policing policy. I don't understand when we've got it on this page, but we don't have it previously. Audit of buildings of police stations, public order policing, zero salaries, detective dialogue in the year of the detective. That one is not captured, that wouldn't be outside either. Section 35 appointments, police university, add the ones that we've seen earlier. Add the police, and add what is not the... So it's promotions, gang violence, and then make sure that this corresponds with the next page as well, so you will have to add on the front again. Anything else, members, on the legislation process? 4.1, 4.2, 4.3, 4.4, 4.5, 4.6, 4.7 proclamations. I think here we've got to say that the committee 6 monthly. The committee 6 monthly processed a number of proclamations because we can also. Members will remember before we started doing it 6 monthly, we would end up with a batch of proclamations that took us forever. So 6 monthly. So the next committee can look at that as well. Study tour undertaken in Canada and Ukraine. Anything under that, members? Satisfied? improve on it.
Money under the South African E-Service Amendment Act 4.3. I thought the second challenge had been completed. The legislation now subject to another challenge. I thought the second challenge would be upheld and the committee now given X amount of time to fix the second loss. Or to fix the first loss.
The High Court has made a decision, but it's still going through the Constitutional Court, so the process is still ongoing. So can we continue with just what I thought we said you think at this point. Just continue, I'll get to that point in mind if it's necessary, we'll come back to this. I'll stay to it. And just for the record, I did say yesterday when we went through it, what is the CJS revamp? So it's not the first time of the year that it's not used any of the abbreviations. Skolobana.
I read that my comments are, I don't know, maybe I'm going insane here, that DNA legislation will be dealt with in the near future. But we've done the DNA legislation.
Where's that? Page?
At the bottom of page 15. It is anticipated that proposed DNA legislation will be dealt with by the portfolio committee. Now, I did send you a note saying that actually we've already passed it. You forgot. Okay.
That's amazing. Quite astounding. Just know what happens when you cut and place out of reports and don't look at the content. It is for the fifth parliament to monitor. Members, I want you to apply your minds with this, because this is now coming from Mr. Kinnis, from our own report, and from my own memory, but I would like us all to have the advantage of the shared memory and wisdom in terms of this. The Forensic Science Laboratories is one that they should concentrate on. The IJS Criminal Justice Revamp. IJS, spelled L, please. And as was indicated yesterday, they don't differentiate between the two anymore. The criminal justice revamp, the ring fence funding thereof, the detective training. We say detectives. Like I was saying, because it's not only the training issues, it's also the issue of a different dispensation, etc. I hope that's been covered. Yes.
Back on page 16, under the Forensic Science Laboratories. Now, at the end of last year, and I can fish out the notes, we were actually told that the backlog was on the increase again, and it had increased quite substantially. So, where it says backlogs have declined further, in fact, they now, the prediction is here that they were quickly developable, but in fact, we were informed that the backlogs were really on the increase. I need out the exact figures if you need.
I think the point is what we're saying, remember, it's not really that. I think it's just used in context. The department noted that the backlog had declined. The total backlog was 38,664. For which years this is talking about, Mr. Guinness? See, that's part of what I said yesterday. Go and look at the 2014 report so that we don't, 2013 report, so that we don't use 2019 only. But the next thing that's missing, one other thing you said, an important one, the backlogs have been reduced However, the committee is of the opinion that the SSO will quickly develop new backlogs to criminal prevention procedures and metabolism implement, because even though the increases are there, they're still lower than they was in 2019. So they have worked down the backlogs. I think the important issue is that we're highlighting that we expect further backlogs and that needs to be monitored. It's recommended that the incoming committee monitor the progress of staff appointments training itself and how it deals with the back pocket faces. And I would suggest that we also add and how it and the implementation of the Forensic Science Bill, of the Forensic Science Act within the laboratories. Are you happy with that way? Can we just finish this space and then we can break for tea?
I took out of the actual meeting with the head of the Forensic Laboratory. The forensic backlog by August 2013 had gone up by 322% since the previous year. And that is what he told us in the meeting. And it was backlog in DNA and drug analysis. So I just don't want this sentence to be misleading, because we already knew at the end of last year they were already heading back towards the problem.
Can I ask that you check the minutes of that meeting? Because with the greatest of respect, we can't take members' notes. Check the minutes of that meeting. Then add a sentence where you have, and at 37 the total back was at 38,644. However, by 8th of 2013, it was reported that the backlog have increased, and then give us the exact figure that they have mentioned there. And then we continue with the sentences at ease. It's in the annual report. What date is that meeting? However, by that and that time, the backlog has increased, and then check what it is, and then we can say that the committee is of the opinion that ESCO will further develop a new backlog as a criminal law in science laboratory, and with the implementation, and that the recommended the incoming committee monitor the progress of staff appointments and training in the SL. There's another one contributing to the end of year lunch. In the FSL and how it deals with backlogs and traces, and the implementation of the DNA Act. Happy? Idea is criminal justice driven. We have made clear, dear members, that the committee has requested the court to report on the implementation of the year off, so that it does not ignore that when a new committee comes into place, but that they keep to the quarterly report, so we've made that clear. Nicolette?
Sorry, Chair, just on the IGF 9-4, which just said it's 800 million.
Yeah. 800 rand, I wish. 800 million, you've got that. Can we stop just before the detectives? And then we can break for a quick tea. Yeah, there you see.
It's
5:30.
Can I ask you check? Always when I've done this sort of thing, it's been a number 300-billion or whatever. I noticed in this report, you know, dashes, which don't need a link between the number and whether it's millions, billions, or thousands, or whatever. So I really think that's probably how it's usually done.
That's all, boss.
Tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Is he going to call me as the start of the meeting and repair that if I can, okay? If she can phone me in an hour's time, please. Thank you so much for coming. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Thank you. Mm. Mm.
Είναι 15 minutes, Explained a lot because there are a few people I was expecting to be in the list, but I think she. Coordinate those campaign set committees.
Okay.
She sometimes used to come to some of our meetings just as an observer.
Yeah.
Sitting in the meeting.
Well, it's looking very odd.
And she's so helpful.
She is.
Thank you.
so no quorum, no lunch.
You're dead all the time, so I can just
sort of
put your hand up
and... Me as a card member. Also, my sister, I wouldn't want to be a member of a club that would have me as a member.
There you go.
I would even party in this event, but that's not so popular these days, is it?
No, I just...
Well,
you do this, everyone's male, you know.
Yeah. The time would be, I think it's just around, and we go, have we? So Sunday, we're going to go have margaritas. Margaritas and pizza.
I think it's last year we were going through the airport and then they announced the
phone. Oh, yeah.
And then they took us off the runway they were here. We were for it.
Some of them didn't at all. But I don't
know. Yeah.
I forgot.
Maybe let's continue. We on page 18, detectives. If we can just take our breaths, Ms. Kinnis, now. Go. We need to look at detectives. If we can just take our training and put the detective services, we said yesterday. Detective services. Okay, we captured the issue of training and deployment before training and completion of training before deployment for detectives. Are you happy with that, what we've got under detectives, members? It seems like it. Can we remove the civilian secretary for police? Designate the department, and the committee needs to, the new committee needs to follow up on adherence to becoming a designated department. The department still don't have its own budget this year. It will still get its money from SAPS, but it will manage its own money this time around, and then by the end, by next year, it will receive its own budget on separate budget notes. We make that quite clear. The implementation of sector policing, we've dealt with that as something that the new committee needs to follow up because of the fact that we see all associations that sector policing is not really functional. Public order policing, we have spoken about the fact that we did receive a public order policing policy, but that the committee needs to follow up on the implementation of such a policy. Planned legislation, we are listing those then. Can we talk about that 7.1, the African Police Service Act? We're waiting for that, the review of that. National Key Points Act, we're waiting for that. White paper on policing, we said this must move to the front because the white paper follows first and then only the legislation. Can we please move 7.3 to 7.1? 7.1 becomes 7.2. Please. Firearms Control Act, there has been promises of amendment coming to that act. It hasn't come, so we're alerting the committee to that. Other commit concerns, we now on page 22, military ranks. We highlight here that this committee unanimously was against the implementation of the military ranks for the police across party lines. That the National Development Plan is clear about the demilitarization of the police. We are alerting the committee to that, the new committee to that, and the fact that they have to look at the demilitarization of the police as well, according to the National Development Plan. Are we happy with that? Yeah. Do you want us to put that in the small about you? Yeah, it's very, it's an addition to NDP call for professionalism within the SAPS environment. Are you happy with that? Okay, let's continue. Police station management. we're highlighting the fact that we believe that that's a problem. When we get to police stations, we can see that the police station commanders are not managing resources, both human and physical, properly, and that part of the problem is that the police station commanders also don't have necessary training when they are appointed, and then here we're suggesting that appointments take place after the person has already been qualified with the necessary training before they can get into those positions, and the committee fired on that as well. Happy with that? Building program maintenance is just this whole issue about the buildings, and we are highlighting that there's the SIU investigation and that they want to see that the police, that the committee follow up on what we have discussed. We're also alerting the new committee to the fact that we have made it clear that we want to have quarterly reports on progress in terms of police buildings, that those reports must be connected with the money spent, the money outstanding, how far the process are, etc., etc. Happy with that? Mm. Property management, it's the leases of building, the fact that police stations, but very often components of police stations are put out of buildings because the leases have not been paid, and the committee need to follow up on that. Happy with that? Police office leases. The whole issue of supply chain management and the strengthening and stricter control of supply chain management, we're highlighting there as the issue that the committee should follow up on. IPIT, can we move to IPIT? Independent Police Investigators Directorate, the leases, again, there's that outstanding court case in terms of IPIT head office and the financial implications that it might have for IPIT should the court rule against IPIT. We are highlighting that, asking the committee to follow up on it. IPIT management, you were talking about the fact that the 9 provincial heads are acting and that they need to be appointed full-time, and we're asking the committee to follow up on that. CIRA, we're talking about the salary issue in CIRA. We're talking about the management of CIRA in general, implementation of the new CIRA Act, which means your chairperson is no longer a full-time chairperson. So there's going to be a renegotiation of that person's salaries and stuff as well. So we are looking at that as well, and we're asking the committee to look at that. Well, Mr. Roma Sakani, I don't know whether I've got to welcome you as an ANC member or as a co-chairman.
No, I'm a good chair. I am co-chairman.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, let's continue. Let's continue, please. So that's what we're talking about there. Civilian Secretariat of Police, we're highlighting the issue of it becoming a designated department yet again, the budget issue, the fact that the committee is not satisfied with the Civilian Secretariat of Police playing its full role in terms of oversight, the fact that the Civilian Secretariat is not timeous, and that they miss deadlines all the time, and that the committee needs to keep them to the deadlines because it disrupts the committee's program when the legislation is not delivered on time. Happy with that, members? I'm just summarizing as we go on. Finances and budget allocation. We're highlighting the fact that the committee has over the years felt that the budget of the staff is enough, but it's the way that it's spent and controlled that is a problem. And that it's sometimes spent on the wrong issues, and that we are highlighting also here, if I remember correctly, the issue of the betterments, the 8% that we've taken up with Treasury as well, where we say that the 8% needs to be cut in monetary terms as well, so that the police cannot hide behind the 8% betterment, shift money around, and yet that 8% might be a few hundred million. Treasury has looked favorably on that suggestion from the committee, and we're asking the new committee to look at that as well. We're highlighting reoccurring issues from the Auditor General side. Not all the issues, the reoccurring issues from the Auditor General side, specifically those around supporting documents that are often not found within the steps, and that we want to see the committee also keeping an eye on those issues. Members would remember that the Auditor General made it clear that if this is not adhered to, that they can run the risk of getting qualified. The e-dockets we're highlighting under this finances as well, so that we can make sure that the money spent are actually resolving into something. The Auditor General's report on consultants and use of consultants within the South African Police Service. And also the Auditor General's findings are around that. the Auditor General's findings around leadership at the station level, which is also confirming what the committee has found, that there's lack of station of that. Petra, we're highlighting as well. I just want to make sure that it's been removed. The new committee must monitor the outcomes of the investigation as a matter of urgency. There's an SIU investigation into TETRA, or criminal investigation into TETRA, in fact, and that the committee needs to follow up on what is the outcome of that criminal investigation. And the new committee should also engage SAS management on a certain of cost-effective compatible radio system throughout the country, which reminds me, TETRA is another one that you need to add in front. We will talk about interventions, because it's also because of the committee's intervention that TETRA came under the attention of the President and the SIU investigation. So we need to put that in front in our interventions as well. So just make the note at both places, please, where you're listing and where you indicate in numbers. Are we happy with that part of the members? Intersectional meetings on INJECJ is revamped. Here we're highlighting what we couldn't achieve. We wanted to have a joint meeting between all the different departments and the different committees responsible for IJECJ. The fact that there are no progress, even though billions have been sent now from different departments, and that we asked the committee to take this issue forward as well. Happy with that, Nevis? Is there anything other than that on page 29 that you want changes on, spelling, anything else? Relevance and shifting of funds, it's actually a petition, but it's highlighted again, the 8% issue. Semi-official funds, the MES funds, members will remember, this is also something that the committee discovered, the funds is not declaring. Semi-official funds, that's the funds that I get from TPAC money, etc., but then they use it for 500 million rand end of the year functions in Amsterdam, etc., etc. So we are highlighting that, asking the committee also to follow up on that. Happy? The rural safety, we have been informed about the rural safety policy. We haven't seen on the ground that it's actually been implemented. It's also been negatively affected by the shortage of machinery and equipment and manpower on the ground to properly implement this. We are asking the committee to follow up on it. Happy? Property control and exhibit management, that is the PKM, as well as the 13 stores. We're just highlighting what is there, the fact that the committee is also concerned about the PKM contract itself. And then that that the new committee must monitor and receive regular reports on the implementation. You are happy with that, members? Mm-hmm. Anything else on that page? Happy? Subsidy struggling? Maybe here we are highlighting the fact that the subs management changes without informing the committee. As we read about it in the press, that subs have been requested to come to the committee before it does that. We go as far as to say that when we review the Act, that it's something that might be captured in the Act, that the structure is fixed within the Act, with the possibility of changing the structure, but only after you come back to Parliament, which would be an oversight on the restructuring in itself. So we are asking the committee to take that forward. Happy, members? Ms. Molavasi?
In the appointment of the commissioner.
When we talk about the restructuring and the subs restructuring by 14, it includes provincial commissioners, management at all levels. Let me include that. For those of you who are returning and who are going to be on this committee, please, I think we also need to follow up on such adherence to Treasury's new instructions in terms of spending. We know already that there are challenges in terms of that, so can we just highlight that as well. Section 35, appointments, and 45, terminations. 35 is the appointments, lateral appointments into SAS. The committee has made it clear that that can't be done without the minister's involvement. 45 is retirement at the age other than 60, where the person gets a package if they are 60, And there also the committee has made the recommendation that that can't land without the minister signing off on it, and we're asking the new committee to have a look at that as well, and that it also be part, be written into the act when the Act is reviewed. Criminality and such, we're referring to the audit that was conducted, the 1,448 people that were found lacking, and the finished board process that is happening currently. We're asking the new committee to follow up on that, to make sure that the process is finalized and that they get a final report on how they dealt with the 1,448. Are we uncomfortable with that, members? Agreed? Because the resource management, that is just the whole issue around the desks, the logbooks, the distribution of vehicles, the way they manage, and we're highlighting that as a continuous concern for the new community. The SCS units, here again, the implementation, the minister has brought it back, the SCS units, how is it developing on the ground, are they effective, are they properly resourced, are they properly manned, etc., etc. So we're having a look at that as well, and we're asking them to follow up on that as well. Border management from defense, we've given over the border control to defense, and the committee needs to look at the handover process. Is it completed? How far we members would remember there were certain disputes between defense and police about taking over some of the issues, and the committee needs to follow up on those as well. Legislation. Sorry? And we said that yesterday, so steps, please, let's not miss it again. I'm not signing off on the support without these things being clear, please. Legislation, the following pieces of legislation were referred to committee and process in the fourth parliament. It's just, we have already discussed that. It's now just giving it in a set, column form and with the base content of what was in those acts, so I don't think we have to go through all of it again. Let's just check that everything is there. The Australian Secretariat Act, the Independent Police Investigative Direct Act, I don't know why can you not send those two around, because the one is one and the other one is two of that year. And we think they must be in chronological order, so let's turn them around, please. And then 2011-12, the South African Police Service Amendment Act, that's the WOCS. The Dangerous Weapons Act 2013, the Criminal Law Forensic Procedure Amendment Act, that was a fingerprint part of it, the DNA part of it, no, you've only got the DNA here again. We said you must have both. But we said it must be here. The fingerprint one needs to be here, please. Because we dealt with the fingerprint first and then the DNA. And I said that yesterday as well. Please, I honestly didn't spend 3 hours with you guys to repeat the same issues again today. Can we just make sure that that gets done? The DNA issue we've dealt with on page 36. Serial legislation, 2013-14. And then the following proclamations referred to committee and process during the fourth parliament. We're definitely not going to go through every one of them. Those are the anti-terrorism things. It's just listening, and I hope you've double-checked that it's all of them. So as they were done and completed, we've listed all of them because it's unfortunately a requirement that we do that. Let's move to page 41, challenges emerging. We talk about the fact that the department was late in submitting the DNA legislation to us, which resulted in our program being messed up. The challenges that we had with CIRA, where it became obvious that there's no consultation or no proper consultation took place before the Act was tabled in Parliament, and that we had to defer the Act for a year in order to get them to do the issues. Then we are highlighting issues following from the legislation that we passed, the fact that there's regulations that come to Parliament in terms of the CIRA Act, so that the new committee knows that they've got to receive regulations on the CIRA Act, the training of police officers in terms of the DNA, taking of samples, the forensic science laboratory management must be monitored to ensure the proper implementation of the new Act, and the implementation of the Fingerprint Act by SAPS at station level as well, because many of us know from experience that we don't see the proper implementation there of at station level. Are we happy with that, members? Okay. Oversight trips undertaken, we're not going to go in detail, again, just list the different oversights that we conducted, the stations that we visited over the years. I hope that it's got everything in here. Let us just check whether there are, in fact, 8 problems here, and the, no, I think she's for 50 this currently comes to the bar to visit. Mpumalanga? No, it wasn't done in that same year. It wasn't done in that same year, Mr. Kines. The currently comes to the bar from the Western Cape didn't open in 2010. It opened in 2012. So we've got to come in there. Western Cape, Gauteng, Limpopo, Northern Cape, North West, Eastern Cape this year. Oversight the outcomes. Okay, now a lot of this is repetition, so we're not going to go into detail. It's just listing again what did we find, the station management, the leadership, the lack thereof, substituting stores, the problems that we find around that, what needs to be done. Is there anything on those phases that needs to be changed? Members happy? Honourable Mulabasi happy? Lost stolen firearms, that is now such firearms here. We also are highlighting the fact of the reporting in the annual report around the firearms and the fact that they're not consistent in reporting them, consistent in reporting about that, and that the committee has instructed them on how to report into these firearms, and that the committee needs to continue to monitor the loss of firearms by such, and the disciplinary processes following from that. Are we happy? Resource allocation guide, highlighting the fact that the current resource allocation guide is outdated. It's not in line with the latest census data that needs to be updated as soon as possible. Plus, we are making the recommendation that this committee has made before, that had not only the census data been used, but also the research that was conducted by Civilian Secretary on police around resource allocation. Are we satisfied with that, members? Challenges, sector policing, we've dealt with it before as well. It's a role out of sector policing, the lack of proper resources, manpower, etc. And we're asking the new committee to look at that as well. Satisfied, members? Anything else on those pages? So I'm just summarizing, members, because I presume you've read through the things that I don't, if there's a mistake that you can just alert me that there is something that you want to highlight. Ms. Goodman?
I've got a little, I've got to
finish,
and I've just got
to ask you. Okay. Go back, and then we can start, because I'm starting with challenges emerging, and then we're finishing with it now. So my place, yeah, please.
I've lost the pages. Just, okay, we did the one, we did page 2, first line, interrogation, and the serial budget process, there's an extra E on that. You with me? That was page 2. Then page 20.
We haven't.
Shall I do the rest? Yeah. Page 20. I think we agreed sector policing must be capitalised. And then under 7, planned legislation. The committee has noted a number of pieces of legislation which were supposed to be tabled. Were for it.
Okay. Mr. Kins is lost. Can you
repeat? Page 20. Under planned legislation at number 7, the committee has noted that a number of pieces of legislation which were supposed to be, so just change that. Page 21, at the bottom, 7.4, firearms, third line down, in July 2013, it is a new allegation, so I presume the A has been taken out. Page 23, in fact it's throughout, it came to my attention, you're not writing the SAT. You say property management in SAT. SAT means South African Police Service. You have to say the South African Police Service. Just put a V in front of SAT throughout. Bunch more V's. V's. Just got one more, and I'm done. Yes, on page 32, actually it's more of a question to the chair, I think, about the criminality in SAPS. As I recall, the all ran for over a specific period. I believe it stopped in 2010, which meant they still had to do an audit of 2011, 12, and 13. And I wondered if that should be referred to here, that the committee should look into.
I don't think members would have a problem with that, because we're also making the suggestion here that the committee must ensure that in future that they act among, against criminality as and when it happens. So just refer to the further audit.
Page 44, 21.1, station management and leadership. Got it? Second line down says the management of station visits. So I'm presuming that should be station visits. Take the F out. Okay, that's all I found.
Okay, then we,
yeah.
Then we are challenging the emerging on page 46. Again, the summary of the visits, I'm not going to go through them because we have been through them in detail, but can I just ask some people to have a look? Are you happy with that? Page 46, happy? Page 47? Right, can we just ask that issues for follow-up that we give bullets? We've given bullets everywhere, but now we're not giving bullets in here, so can we just add bullets here as well? Are we repeating study tours again, but that's the format they got? Can we, are you happy with that? FERC Parliament needs to follow up on the following our study tour. International agreements, we didn't deal with any international agreements during our term. Statutory appointments, it was the appointment of the IPED head in 2009 and 2014. Delta Bose, challenges emerging. Petitions, page 35, we didn't receive. Obligation conflict committee by legislation. Now the constitutional responsibility of the committee comes in there. We're happy with what we discussed that earlier as well. I just want to go through it quickly for members. Pass legislation scrutinized and receive executive action. Organs of state houses, Department of Police, secretaries. There's a billion secretaries for safety and security. It's not that called that anymore. Can we correct that, please? Can we correct in the plan that complains like that? Engaging, participating, and seeing international treaties and protocols over the level executive, review annual budgets, annual performance for strategic programs together with annual reporting information, and then, okay, that's fine. Let's leave it at that. Monitoring of implementation of legislation is one that's missing. Can you put that in? Section 5 of the Money Bills Amendment Procedures and Related Matters Act 9 of 2009 states the National Assembly through its committees must only assess the performance of each national department with reference to the following: the medium-term estimate of expenditure of each national department, its strategic priorities and measurable objectives as tabled in the National Assembly with the national budget, strategic plans, expenditure reports related to such department published by national treasury in terms of Section 32, financial statements and annual reports of such department, report of the committee and public to the department, any committee requested by the president of the House. Abby, any other changes on that page? Summary of outstanding issues relating to the department's entities that the committee has been grappling with. The following key issues are stemming from the committee's activities during the fourth parliament. SAS, multiple issues that affect the manner which SAS delivers services to the public, particularly at station level. These issues range from management, finance, compliance with legislation and regulations. The issue of policy of youth brutality that affects public trust is a serious matter that requires the attention and monitoring by the incoming committee. Happy? Civilian Secretariat for Police. Ability of the Secretariat to meet targets and in particular provide legislation to committee and put notice mainly to particulars there. In particular, provide legislation to committee and the establishment of the Secretariat as a designated department
in April 2014. I think we must mention the date. Got that? Happy minutes? IFED, Provincial Management and Leadership of IFED, as well as the responsiveness of SAPS towards its recommendations and the issues of its national office lease. Happy? It's just summarizing the outstanding issues. So, turnaround strategy agreed in 2010 was never implemented, and turnaround strategy is required for the independent management and leadership function. The new committee must monitor the implementation of the strategy. The new committee needs to monitor the implementation of the new act, not the strategy. I don't know how we're going to monitor something that we haven't seen. So, the act, implementation of the act. Recommendations? The committee recommends the civilian secretary to provide it with the white paper on policing and the draft of redraft. And a draft of the SAPS Act during the 2014 financial year for processing. So the white paper and the act, the redraft of the act will come to the new committee. The committee recommends that I, the provincial directors, be appointed without delay. Agreed? The committee recommends that the salary review be finalized with CEDAW recommendations that flow from it be implemented, as well as that the new act be implemented in full, because the new act has got serious management consequences, and that the new act be implemented in full. You got it up in the wrong heading. Oh, you've got it right. Okay. The committee recommended such develop quality control and in its budgeting process, in particular carry through salary costs or salary adjustments. The committee recommends that such reconsider the adjustments and make more information available to the committee on adjustments. Happy? The committee notes its policy on submissions. I think this is important for the new committee because otherwise they struggle for the first 3 or 4 months with this. The committee notes its policy on submissions by departments and departments at the entity and the entity. And recommends that all submissions must reach the committee a week before time on further notice, such as constantly in breach of provide late submissions. This must be monitored. Committee recommends that such makes funds available from the building fund to the police station that needs to be built. The committee recommends that such makes budget available from the building fund per police station that needs to be built. It's the issue about this is not budget correct. It makes budget available to the committee from the building fund per police station that's built. Members, in other words, that's the whole issue about we need to know what is the budget for a specific building project, how many has been spent, how many still available. Are we behind? Are we ahead of the budget? That's what we're capturing here. The process of engagement has taken on about $1 million and higher costs to improve balance for the process and should be put in place as possible in budgets. The committee, yeah, we said that yesterday as well. Please add it. The committee has recommended that SAPS provide quarterly progress reports on its building programs. You've got that? The IJS-CDS revamp project e-docket system not yet to show the required results. Committee recommends that management makes the necessary controls and systems available to ensure the limited progress into courts. Quarterly progress reports on the implementation of e-dockets should be made available to the committee. Members will remember that was also a proposal from this committee. Committee recommends the review of the Audit General's finding on supply chain management and procurement that SAPS not engage in any service level agreement without the legal department scrutiny and go-ahead. You would remember that they entered into contract with one-sided, favoring only the service provider, having no penalties for late deliveries, etc. Happy with that, Pinus? Good. The committee recommends that the resource allocation guide be reviewed and that it be compiled with the research that is conducted by the civilian secretariat for police. Of police. I don't know. So here, members, the whole issue is that RAG be reviewed, but it be done also with the research that was conducted by the Civilian Secretariat of Police. The committee recommends that SAPS provide a detailed report on the improvement of management controls in the subsidiary stores and made available to the committee. Happy? Committee recommends that SAPS reports on lost and police filing in its annual report and make the report available to the committee. Abby?
Yes.
Committee recommends that all organizational, no. 12, can we go back to 12? The committee recommends staff report on lost stolen fountains, annual report, lost stolen police firearms, and action taken against officers. All officials, rather, taken against officials. And make the report available to the committee. Agreed? The committee in 13 recommends that organizational changes be communicated to the committee prior to press releases by the management. Happy? We don't want to read in the newspaper that we've got new national deputy national commissioners and not know about it before. 14, the committee recommends that better management of sick leave be undertaken and security controls be put in place. Happy? Public booths be inspected during oversight visits. Happy? Committee recommends that all stations should be fully resourced to be able to implement the provisions of the Domestic Violence Act and Child Justice Act. Happy? Committee recommends that all stations be fully resourced to be able to implement the provisions of the Criminal Law Forensic Procedures Amendment Act. Happy, members? Okay.
Chair.
Mr. Ramaswamy?
Just quickly on this team, there's a pocket book supposed to be pocket diary of the police.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you replace the book for the diary? For his court?
They still refer to it in the instructions of pocket books. They still refer, that's why we use the same term. Because I refer in the instructions to it as pocketbooks. The committee recommends that all detectives be trained in the DNA legislation and taking off back of samples. Happy, members? Full report on lost stolen dockets be made available. Happy? Where? In an annual report. That's where we said. I think we need to be specific in annual report. 20, the committee has recommended the e-doc system link at the 185 stations be linked to courts and the full list of 185 stations be provided to the committee. And that, we have gave them a deadline, and I think we need to give that deadline here as well. By April 21st, I think we're halting the thing ahead. We were even before then, but let's put April 2014. Committee recommends that all crime and diligence security and the protection personnel be vetted immediately for security clearance in the interest of national security. Happy? Committee recommends that the domestic violence register at all police stations should be properly implemented, well maintained, and data should regularly be updated. Committee will undertake regular visits to monitor this. Happy? The resource allocation right should be reviewed again. That's a repetition. Take it out, please. The committee recommends that disciplinary action be taken against any official who keeps around key to substance resources and does not send it for forensic analysis within the stipulated time frames. Happy?
Yeah.
The committee recommends the inspector's role and functions be reestablished so that they can play complementary oversight role. Happy? Are we satisfied with that, members? Inspector's role be reestablished to play complementary oversight role and that this be reported in the annual report. Otherwise, this is just words on a piece of paper. Be reported in the annual report. You will remember that there wasn't a word on the inspector in the previous report. Okay, committee recommends this case should be taken and the officers have lost and found or had their arms stolen and this be reported to the committee in the annual report. In fact, it's similar to the one before, so I would suggest you combine the two and just put that be reported in the annual report. The committee recommends, the committee requires that all departments and the entity provided with quarterly financial reports. It's a EFMA requirement, so we don't have to recommend. The committee requires that all departments and the entity provided with quarterly financial reports. The committee recommends that the public order policing policy be implemented and monitored by the committee. Can I hear, members, are you satisfied with this? Is there anything else on this one? Can I include this document, the legacy report, for adoption? Is there a mover for this? What's the changes that we have suggested? Honourable Molabachi, who's proposing?
I saw no.
Seconder?
Honourable, do they, Honourable should be sorry, we're still trying to go through page 1 and 2. Sorry, Ms. Kulabon, did you have something on page 2?
Just one letter, in the first bullet point, it's, the word is process. You've got an E on the end of it.
Yes, what?
Bullet point 1 on page 2, interrogation, police, civilian secretariat, IFED and FIRA budget process, or processes. Budget process, I suppose. But either way, the E should not be.
Page
1
and
2?
Okay, Ms. Mulabasi, can I ask you to move again, please?
Yeah, so...
Honourable Sabia, secondly. Members, is there any opposing view? Can we adopt? So adopted then. I will sign off on it once I've checked that all the changes have been effected. We also need to adopt the Eastern Cape report. We've gone through that. So if I can get a mover for this Eastern Cape report, Ms. Kulwanath is moving. Can I get a seconder? Ms. Mulabasi is seconding. Thank you very much for that. Then the minutes of the 28th of January, we've already gone through it. Can I get a mover for that? Mr. Bia is moving, seconder. Honourable Sriyani is seconding, thank you. And then the minute of the 14th of March, can I get a mover for that? Ms. Olabati is moving, seconder. Ms. Sabia is seconding, thank you very much. Members, that brings us to the end of business, thank you very much for the time that you put in that we can do this. This is administrative. Administratively not something that we as politicians like to do, but it's necessary that we do it. Allow me also this opportunity to thank members for your participation. And it's a pretty thing, Barney is not here, and Nicolette as well. I would also like to take an opportunity to relay first of all our thanks to the research unit for the work that they've done and the support that they've given the committee over the 5 years. The committee is seen as a committee that does its oversight without fear or favour, and we need to acknowledge the role that our research unit plays in that, in preparing committee members for our engagements with the departments, the entity, and all in all processes of legislation, budget, etc. So if you can also relay our thanks to Tim Bonney and to Nadia, who's been a researcher before you guys became the researchers. Allow me also to thank the content advisor who has been newly appointed. It's been baptism of fire for him. It's still not finished because we still need to clean up this document, but we have always been of the view if we want to do proper oversight over the police, our own house needs to be in order. And that is what we expect, and that is what we would like to carry forward as well. So, Irvin, thank you very much to yourselves. Into Ms. Sali, we're sending in for Babalwa. She can also convey our thanks to Babalwa, but also to yourself for standing in and for the support that we get from the committee section in conducting our work, and specifically from the committee secretaries who got to deal with all our wants and our preferences for airlines or not airlines, Ms. Gershbana. So if we can also relay that to our thanks. Then I would like also to thank every single member of the committee, those present and those not present as well. It's never an easy job on a police committee, but it is quite a satisfying job insofar as that we, most of the times, that we can put our political differences aside and that we can focus on what needs to be done in order to provide the South African public with the professional police service that we expect and that they deserve. I want to thank every single member of the committee, past, present members. You have made the job that much easier. It's been a pleasure to work with you. I wish you well in your future endeavours. I would also like, if you would allow me this, to thank my own party for the opportunity to lead the committee. It's indeed not a right, but a privilege. And I had to fill some big shoes of the Honourable Sukumba, who came before me, and
I just want to relay my thanks to my party as well for that opportunity, and to my whip as well, who's got to assist me to make sure that we have enough members when we need to vote, when we need to adopt. Thank you very much for that. I wish every single member well in your endeavors. Let us, in our campaigning through the elections, keep in mind that we do so with integrity, we do so with the necessary discipline that we exhibit, that in the end, it's not only about the interests of our parties, but it's about taking democracy further in our country, so that we don't end up canvassing in such a way that we harm democracy. I think we've got a professional way of dealing with each other that we should also take out when we are in the political field doing campaigning as well. This is most probably the end of the road for me in terms of this committee, so I would really like to say it's been a privilege. It's been 20 years, 15 of them on this committee, 5 of them on the legislature, so it's been a privilege, and I'm sure we will meet up in whatever capacity in the future as well. And once again, thank you very much and good luck to everybody. Smolabasi.
Thanks, Chair. Let me, on behalf of the committee, and myself, just to say to you, thank you very much for the diligent work you have done for the committee. You were always ready to help. At times it would get a bit turbulent and so on, but it was the aim of the game. And to thank you heartily and to say to everybody, good luck in the future. Thanks, Chair.
I just also, I mean, none of us, I'm coming back, but none of us know what committees we'll be on, so I don't know if I'll be with this committee again, but certainly to everyone that I've worked with over the last 7 years, I think I've been on this committee, thank you to all of you. I know I've been a thorn in everybody's side, but that's what I'll probably continue to be, because that's my job. And I think that I have to tell you that people come to me to say, how do you guys get your committee to run like this? They look at our schedules for the year and they say, I can understand that we're meeting 4 or 5 times in the year and you're meeting all the time. So it has, I think, pretty much always been an extremely well-run committee, and I just keep fingers crossed that things can be maintained in the same way, and that it's the committee that people look up to as probably one of the leading committees in Parliament. Thank you very much to all of you for all the hard work that you've done, actually incredible stuff, because certainly without them, I think the whole thing would collapse in a heap. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Mavis.
Thank you.